At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real with you for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better? You really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. Nobody is going to push you out of bed to work out. Nobody is going to make you eat better. But here's the thing. Nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. 2.5 million people, each doing the Beachbody program that fits our own goals. Over 80 to choose from. Some that take just 20 minutes a day. Nutrition plans that teach you how to eat healthy and still enjoy food. What we all have in common is we know it's not easy, so we help each other. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. That's why I'm inviting you to try our amazing Beachbody fitness and nutrition programs. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In the last episode, Built on Shifting Sands, we covered the disappearance of Pat Blau, Ann Miller and Renee Brühl, last seen at the Indiana Dunes State Park on Saturday, July 2nd, 1966, and trawled the murky history of infamous stable owner Silas Jane for clues about his possible involvement in the case. One theory I didn't mention in the episode, due to the lack of any verifiable information, was the possibility that Ann Miller had gone to the beach that day as part of a plan to terminate her pregnancy, with Renee and Pat there to support her, with Pat also possibly there for the same reason. The theory was put forward in 2012 by Dick Wiley, a photographer working for a number of local newspapers at the time. After years looking into the case, Wiley made a promise to Pat's father Harold that he would keep looking until he found an answer. Over the years, Wiley compiled reams of notes and testimonies from all manner of witnesses and people linked to the case, but there was always one piece of information that jumped out at him more than any other. The sighting of a man named Roy Largo Jr. at the beach the day the women went missing. Firstly, Largo fitted the tanned and dark-haired description given of the man seen welcoming the women onto his boat at some time around noon that day. But more pertinently, Roy's aunt and uncle, Helen and Frank, according to Wiley, just so happened to be doctors that secretly performed abortions, a criminal offence in Illinois and Indiana at the time. Wiley alleged that the Largos carried out their operations on a houseboat anchored somewhere offshore on Lake Michigan. Wiley believes Roy Largo Jr., who lived with Helen and Frank, may well have picked them up in his boat and then taken them to his aunt and uncle's clinic. Then at some point, as his theory goes, something went wrong and all three of the women were murdered to cover it up. As others have already said, it seems hugely unlikely that a woman would head out to undergo such a traumatic and uncomfortable procedure in nothing but a swimsuit. It also seems a little far-fetched that two individuals who were likely performing abortions as a charitable act for women unable to seek them at the time would turn so quickly to murder if something had gone wrong. Either way, the intriguing link with the Largos remains. One thing that would help to corroborate the Largo link is the film footage that was taken at the beach the day the women went missing. At the time, the footage was instrumental in refocusing an investigation that had been floundering on the back of numerous conflicting eyewitness reports regarding the movements of the women on that fateful day. The problem of relying on the memory of individuals to recall events in criminal matters, particularly eyewitnesses to a crime, is one that continues to plague the criminal justice system. And there is one person, perhaps more than anyone, whose tireless work over the last 50 years has helped us to understand why. Elizabeth Fishman was born in October 1944 and raised in Bel Air, California. By the age of 16, Fishman had experienced a number of deeply traumatic events, from surviving the sexual abuse of a babysitter at the age of 6 to the death of her mother when Elizabeth was only 14 and the burning down of her family home 2 years later. Undeterred by all of it, Fishman went on to earn a place at the University of California, Los Angeles, to study maths. While there, she became fascinated with psychology, in particular, the work of B.F. Skinner, perhaps best known for his pioneering studies on behavior and conditioning through the use of the Skinner box. The box, otherwise known as an operant conditioning chamber, was a device designed to test how animals behave in response to punishment and reward. In Skinner's most famous experiment, rats were placed inside a Skinner's box containing a lever. Whenever the rats knocked into the lever, a pellet of food would drop into the box. The rats soon learned the link between the lever and the food, so much so that after a few times being placed in the box, they would go instantly to the lever to push it in return for food. Skinner coined the term positive reinforcement to describe the phenomena. Inspired by these experiments, but not quite ready to jettison her years of studying maths, Fishman opted to pursue a master's in maths and psychology at Stanford University and was admitted in 1966 as the only woman on her course. It wasn't long, however, before she realized there was something about the sterility and clinical nature of mathematics that failed to accommodate the full, messy picture of the human experience. And after a few years studying rats, she decided to turn her attention to people, in particular, the murky world of memory. It was a subject close to her heart, being someone who knew all too well about those memories, such as the abuse she suffered as a child, that people don't want, and the memories, such as those of her mother before she died, that people fiercely want to keep. In 1968, after getting married, Elizabeth Fishman became Elizabeth Loftus, and a few years later began work on a series of experiments that would change the way we understand memory forever. Loftus began first with studying semantic memory, the mechanism through which our brains retrieve the various bits of knowledge that we accumulate about the world around us, such as names, dates, and various other descriptive terms. By asking people questions like, name a yellow fruit, as opposed to, name a fruit that is yellow, Loftus discovered a clear link between the grammar of a question and the speed with which our brains retrieve a response. Loftus found the work fascinating, but after having lunch with a less than impressed cousin, a busy high-flying lawyer, Loftus realized she wanted to do something with a far more tangible impact on the world. It was then that she turned her attention to crime, or more precisely, witness testimony, and the question of just how reliable it was. Like all academics, Loftus needed financial support to conduct her studies. After hearing that the US Department of Transportation were offering money for relevant studies, she applied successfully for funding and promptly began a series of experiments to study the eyewitness testimony of car crashes. In one experiment, participants, after watching a video compilation of car crashes, were asked a series of questions in which the cars were variously described as having either contacted, hit, or smashed into each other. It wasn't long before Loftus discovered something fascinating. As it turned out, the way the question was asked had a fundamental impact on the participants' apparent memory of the event. For example, those who were asked to guess how fast the cars smashed into each other would, on average, estimate the speed of the collision as being almost 10 miles per hour faster than those who were asked at what speed the cars contacted each other. A further experiment involved asking participants if they'd seen a broken headlight, while others were asked if they'd seen the broken headlight, despite no headlight having been broken at all. Those who were asked if they'd seen the broken taillight were twice as likely to claim they'd seen it. The discrepancies appear relatively harmless when applied in an academic setting, but what if the person asking the question was a police officer? And the question wasn't if you saw the broken taillight, but rather, did you see the suspect in question commit the murder? And that was exactly what Loftus endeavoured to find out. In 1973, she was invited to observe a complete murder trial. The case ended in the defendant being judged not guilty, largely due to the conflicting testimonies of the eyewitnesses. Loftus's subsequent write-up of the case was arguably the first time anyone had addressed so publicly and scientifically the questionable nature of eyewitness testimonies. What Loftus would later come to understand was that these misleading eyewitness accounts weren't necessarily the result of people being unsure about the details, but something much more profound. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Sign up today and start communicating in less than 48 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can also log into your account anytime to send a message to your counselor. BetterHelp is not a crisis line, nor self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online with a broad range of expertise available. And with BetterHelp's commitment to facilitating great therapeutic matches, they make it especially easy and free to change counselors to help you find the right fit. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Unexplained listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/unexplained. That's betterhelp.com/unexplained. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. At some point later in life, Elizabeth and her uncle were discussing the horrifying moment her mother was found dead in the family swimming pool, when her uncle reminded Elizabeth that she was the one who found her. In that moment, a blast of memories she figured she must have suppressed came flooding back to her. From the moment she saw her mother's body in the pool, to the screams and even the paramedics arriving to deal with the situation. Only none of it had happened. A few days later, Elizabeth's uncle called her to apologise, having by then correctly remembered that it was in fact Elizabeth's aunt who'd found her mother's body. This incident not only confirmed Elizabeth's belief that memory was unreliable, but it also demonstrated something much more complicated about false eyewitness testimony and why they were often so compelling. If this had happened to her, it was entirely plausible that false eyewitnesses were not just hazy on the details and easily suggestible individuals. They could very well have a perfect memory of something that never actually happened, indistinguishable from any other genuine memory. In 1991, Loftus invited her undergraduate students to create an experiment to see if it was possible to plant false memories into people's minds. One of her students, Jim Cohn, developed an experiment inviting members of his family to recollect four events from his childhood that he laid out for them, with one of them, unbeknownst to them, involving a story about his brother getting lost in a shopping mall that Cohn completely invented. Much to Cohn's surprise, his brother not only claimed to remember the event, but even embellished it with apparent memories of his own that happened that day. This became known as the Lost in the Mall technique. Working with Cohn, Loftus adapted the experiment and applied it to a formal study involving 24 participants, each of whom were told three true stories relating to their past, and one completely fabricated story about getting lost in a shopping mall. When asked to choose which of the stories was made up, 25% of participants failed to identify the false story. Although the Lost in the Mall experiment was only a small study, subsequent experiments conducted by Loftus, including convincing people they'd once been attacked or even witnessed a bombing, proved the effect was not a one-off. Loftus's work has made her an extremely controversial figure, most pointedly when it's been applied to incidences of apparent recovered memories of sexual abuse. Since the law often requires proof beyond reasonable doubt to convict someone of a crime, the idea that memory is unreliable presents the uncomfortable problem that all memories, even if true, could become suspect in a court of law. Nonetheless, this does nothing to diminish Elizabeth Loftus's extraordinary work and its contribution to our understanding of memory, a subject that we are still very much grappling with. Even to this day, witness testimony can often be the most significant and compelling evidence that sways a jury. Just back in 2010, 28-year-old Aaron Shearhorn was stabbed to death outside a nightclub in Houston, Texas. Despite nothing else tying him to the crime and a solid alibi for his whereabouts that night, no less than six eyewitnesses identified a man named Little Grant as the killer. As a result, Grant was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. But Grant didn't do it. In 2019, DNA samples taken from under Shearhorn's fingernails implicated another man, Jamerico Carter, who eventually confessed to the crime. According to the Innocence Project, which has overturned 375 wrongful convictions to date, thanks to advances in DNA analysis, as many as 69% of wrongful convictions are made off the back of mistaken eyewitness accounts. If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod, and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.